You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Well, shortly near his home, Joe Biden will appear with Kamala Harris, showing her off as his running mate, as they decide to join together to represent the Democrat Party in an effort to defeat Donald Trump. President Trump's response, he said, well, she was my number one pick. In other words, suggesting, I don't think she's going to be that good anyway, so glad she is. And she did have problems even in her presidential campaign. It was a disaster. In her home state, she barely was able to find support. She finished at 7% in California last year during the primary. Now, former President Obama says Joe Biden, quote, nailed this decision. If Joe Biden even made the decision, which I have a lot of questions about, and I don't know when we're going to hear the backstory, but I think there is one. I think that Joe Biden really didn't make the determining factor. Because in part, Kamala Harris had admitted when all these women were coming forward and accusing Joe Biden of improperly, inappropriately touching them, basically molesting them, he denied it. Her response was, I believe the women. That's going to make for some nice close conversation between the two, don't you think? And American pro-life leaders say now with Harris, with Biden, we have the most pro-abortion presidential ticket in history because she is one of those pushing for extreme abortion on demand position. And she is closely tied with the abortion industry giant Planned Parenthood. But she's got some baggage on various things she did when she was a prosecutor and in other cases. And somebody had been going to her Wikipedia account trying to clean it up, intercept a media publication online that looks to investigate pieces saying we're beholden to no one, says they found the person that was trying to clean it up and sanitize it and take things out was someone that was actually a campaign member for Harris. And that's a violation of the conflict of standards. We told you yesterday, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar facing a very difficult battle in her primary in Minnesota, got a lot of attention. She was going to be a member of the squad. She might be not going back to Congress. She won. Even though her opponent said she's been ineffective in Washington, she's divisive and focused on being a celebrity. Well, she's just going to move that up even more so. Here's something you probably will not see on the mainstream media. There has been little or no change in the average daily growth of new coronavirus fatalities since early August. We're now August 12. Have you heard anything about little or no change in the average daily growth of new fatalities linked to coronavirus? I doubt you have. But in the meantime, Nancy Pelosi is sending the House off on a recess. A California Democrat said we are in the midst of trying to come up with relief legislation and you were authorizing a month-long recess. It's absurd that we're not going to be working. This guy's a progressive. He said, we need to have a deal between Congress and the White House. In the middle of this crisis, Nancy says, y'all go home now here. In Portland protests overnight continue, this time moving into usually quiet neighborhoods, frightening the residents and neighbors. Now they're beginning to expand beyond the immediate downtown area. Dateline, Florida. There's going to be an online school teaching class. The teacher just hooking up the Zoom, seeing some of the kids where they were watching her and she's watching them. and she hears some language, very salty language. She cuts the microphone and then sees one little girl put her hands over her ears in shock, and suddenly the computer goes dead. Somebody ran in and shot her mother to death in front of her, and one of the bullets hit the computer. Dateline, North Carolina. A five-year-old boy just out doing what five-year-old boys do, riding around on his bicycle, having a grand time. A 25-year-old man walks over to him without saying anything, points a pistol at the five-year-old's head, and pulls the trigger. No motive established. It happened in front of his sisters, the boy's sisters, 8 and 7. I hope they get full justice against this guy.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Tom Wellington and his staff at Wellington Environmental have certainly been busy over the last several weeks, making sure businesses and hospitals and nursing homes are clear of COVID-19. As you begin to reopen, try to restart your business, I would encourage you to contact Wellington Environmental. I'll give you a phone number in a moment. They can come in, assess the situation at a very reasonable cost, and make sure your facility is clear of COVID-19. And even after you're open, if something comes up and you're not sure, you want to contact Wellington Environmental. And not only for COVID-19, for any other threat, mold, any toxic situation. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. In business for 30 years, you know they're doing it right. Be well with Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Traveling in a fighter combi, on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand for President Kamala Harris. Oh, you want to hear that? You want to hear that in the future? She is a VP picked by Joe Biden, but she's on that ticket. And the question is, if Biden is elected, how long will he stay in office? Will he even see 1 year out? And she's then will be set to be his successor if something happens to him that he just can't fulfill his duties and obligations. And take note of this tweet that Biden sent out yesterday. You talk about stumbling over his words when he's speaking directly and maybe having, quote, some cognitive issues and trying to remember and place words. And I'm not mocking it, not trying to make fun of it. We're just stating the fact. If he's suffering from early stages of dementia or something like that, Alzheimer's, I pray for him. I don't want to see anyone go through that. But it's one thing if you do it when you're speaking. I would have to question, when you're writing something out, you have a chance to see it. We all make mistakes sometimes, even after we write something out, especially in the social media world, when you write something and then you push send and you think, I wish I hadn't sent that. I didn't say it the way I meant to. Because sometimes it doesn't read the way you intended it. And sometimes maybe it's just a misspelled word. Oh, they're going to think I'm an idiot. I hear you. I know some of you have gotten emails from me, and you say, I've seen your emails, Larry, and I think you're an idiot. Okay, well, thank you very much. But Joe Biden sent out an awkwardly worded email to his supporters yesterday. Here it reads. I'm going to read it entirely. I've decided that Kamala Harris is the best person to help me take this fight to Donald Trump and Mike Pence, and then to lead this nation starting in January 2021. That suggests even when they're elected on January 2021, he will step aside and let her move in. And in fact, you've got some of the mainstream media already talking about that happening and maybe even encouraging it. Listen to this. CNN editor-at-large Chris Zelizza is already suggesting Biden should step aside. He wrote, at 55 years old, Harris represents a younger generation of leader, something that Biden, who will be 78 on Inauguration Day 2021, said was a major factor in his choice. Now, that's true. Biden had said, I want somebody who can follow me. In other words, are acknowledging that he might not finish. And then what he ended up suggesting, Zelizza said, she should be ready to step in if and when Biden decides to step aside, and they're already suggesting that's going to happen. The bet will be how fast. You know, betting in sports over under on the scores. You want to bet sometimes who scores first, who gets the first home run. I mean, it's the same thing. It's going to be a given. The question is how soon, how fast. President Trump last night on Sean Hannity's program gave his view of what Kamala Harris represents.
She's the most liberal person supposedly in the Senate. That's pretty liberal, but she's supposed to be the most. I'm not sure that's what the country wants. I think if it is, we've got problems, but I would be surprised if it is. She wants to raise taxes. She wants to get rid of your Second Amendment. No guns for protection, no nothing. She's very strong in the Second Amendment, getting rid of it. And very bad to the military. She wants to cut the military. She wants to cut spending for the military and the vets.
That's just some of it. And when the president said one of the most liberal members of the Senate, let me give you facts. VoteView, which coordinates and looks at voting records, and is analytical, not trying to put any weight on one side or the other, reference politics. Harris holds a voting record farther left than 97% of Democrats in the 116th Senate. She is more liberal than 99% of the Senate as a whole. She is more liberal than Bernie Sanders. You know who's more liberal than Harris? Elizabeth Warren. And by the way, many of the Biden supporters are not happy at all that he chose Harris. They would have preferred Warren. Hillary Clinton likes it, though. Hillary's already praising her. Hillary Clinton, trying to be relevant again, getting her name out there, stating, I'm thrilled to welcome at Twitter, Kamala Harris, to a historic Democrat ticket. She's already proven herself to be an incredible public servant and leader. I know she'll be a strong partner to Joe Biden. Please join me in having her back and getting her elected. I wonder if Hillary Clinton had to gag as she wrote that out, saying they should be writing that about me. You know, I should be back in the White House, running the White House, you know, but she gagged and she got it out and said, join me in protecting her, take her back, take her six, protect her, and get her elected. And when she gets in there, what damage could she do? Well, one of my listeners wrote in, as you can during this program, Larry Connors, USA Facebook. I don't get a chance to read all of them. I've got one here in front of me. This is from Thomas. And he's talking about how liberal she is, referencing what we've seen happen already. She says, after seeing the statues of Columbus being pulled down, I fear any state, building, street, city, or state bearing the names of Washington or Jefferson should she get too much power. In other words, they'll start trying to rewrite all that part of history. And the other question, Biden says, I've decided, as if he made the decision. I really have to ask, did he make the decision? Did he really make the decision? I don't think he did. I really don't. Now, of course, I don't have anything to back it up. But Joe has already been pushed so far to the left, he's trying to figure out what else can I do? If you recall, he was against abortions, good Catholic against it, but then it became clear that if you're going to run in this race and you're going to have any chance at all, you're going to have to come out for abortions. But Harris is even more so. She is for abortion on demand. That means she also signs on to some of these abortion laws that have been passed that says if at the moment the child is being born, if the mother decides, I don't want it, abort it, it will be aborted. At the moment of birth. So did he really make the decision? Did he make the decision knowing what she has said about him, reference women who accused him of inappropriately touching? Joe Biden had been accused of by several women. I think in the last report, something like a dozen. Maybe I'm overstating. Let's just roll it back to 8 or 10. I don't really care. But it's a number of women accusing him of inappropriate touching and kissing, including by a Nevada politician who said he came up behind her at a 2014 campaign stop and kissed her on the back of her head. Now, you might say, well, that's kind of not that big of a deal. Well, it is. If a woman doesn't want that, it's violating her space. There was a time that might have been, acceptable, unless you're a woman. But it's not now, obviously. And Kamala Harris was asked about these women and their remarks. Biden had already released a video saying, social norms are changing. I understand that. I heard what these women are saying. Politics to me has always been about making connections, but I'll be more mindful about respecting personal space in the future. That's my responsibility, and I will meet it. And yet he hasn't. A year later, he was accused of sexual assault by former aide Tara Reid. This is one of the most serious allegations, and he, of course, denied it. And Harris at that time had already dropped out of the presidential race, but she was asked about this allegation, and she says, well, Tara Reid has a right to tell her story. And she said, women must be able to speak without fear of retaliation. And she also said, when it came to the women and their claims, I believe them. I believe them. Do you think there will be a lot of closed-door, close meetings between Biden and Harris going forward as president, VP, candidates? Then you got her issue as a prosecutor for law and order and so forth. She was a prosecutor in California for a while, and she often liked to show what she did. I put people in jail. I did everything. But then facing this political race on the national stage, she had to back up and say, well, I'm against incarcerating especially people of color for small crimes. It shouldn't happen. Well, yet she was very active in doing it. And yet she also failed when it came to dealing with some capital murder cases, cases that she walked away from that she should have dealt with. And Republicans Association of Attorney Generals across the U.S. have all but made it clear to them that she is not going to be somebody that's going to help America when it comes to law and order. Let me let you hear the words of Jeff Landry. He is the Louisiana Attorney General, and again, speaking on behalf of other attorneys general who are Republicans. Listen to these remarks.
If you're concerned about the safety of your children, you're concerned about the safety of your community. Yep. If you're concerned about the safety of America, this is not the ticket. Between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the United States will not be a safer place.
Not going to be a safer place. And again, when it comes to your Second Amendment rights, she's already declared that as president, one of the first things she would do in the first 100 days, sign a law, an executive order, outlawing, quote, assault weapons. Whatever that means. No one can tell me exactly what an assault weapon is, not even, quote, an assault rifle. Sometimes it's nothing more than a .22, but it's mocked up to look like a scary-looking weapon, and they call it a weapon of war, and it's not a weapon of war, but it's made to look bad and nasty. And of course, you also have to ask, which we're going to later in this hour with my guest, Dr. Gerard Lamero, what is she actually going to bring to help the campaign, other than color and her gender? Now, that's nothing to be ignored, but is that going to overweigh the things that she's had problems with in the past? You know, in her own state, in her home state, during their presidential campaign, she started slowly. She only reached fourth place when that field was very crowded in June 2019. She reached 13%. Then she attacked Biden over his past support for segregationists in opposition to mandatory school busing. And then she led the Democrat Party in California in July 2019, 23% of the vote. But then when it came to the actual primary balloting and so forth, she got 7%. We know that she's liberal, and you do need to be concerned with what we have happening in our nation right now, what she would be doing if she were the chief executive with the riots we have in the streets. That story coming up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
You ain't nothing but a hound. It's Snoop and I'm a dog. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. It's Snoop and I'm a dog. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
When you look at where we are in this country right now and what the Democrats are supporting, again, they're not supporting jobs. They're not supporting job creation. It's quite the opposite. And certainly they're supporting the mobs that are out there looting and looting all of our major cities.
Again, that's the statement of Jeff Landry, the Louisiana Attorney General, who is the head of the Republican AG Association. And they said, we need jobs, not mobs. And the left right now is encouraging more mobs. I wonder if Kamala Harris would go along with a statement that came from the Chicago Black Lives Matter leader with the rioting in downtown Chicago, looting all the luxury stores and small mom-and-pop shops as well. When the Black Lives Matter leader in Chicago said, it's all acceptable. It's deserved. It's reparations for slavery. And the businesses are insured, so what? We do know this about her. And this is not just asking for an opinion. She had, in the past, has, with her and her staffers, and along with Joe Biden's staffers, by the way, posted bail for numerous groups bailing out alleged violent criminals. One of those bailed out is a twice convicted rapist previously prosecuted by Amy Klobuchar when she was a prosecutor. Bailing out a guy that shot at police during the May riots. Another one charged with invading the home of his girlfriend, choking her. Never did show up for his court date. And she's responsible for putting, I'm talking about Harris, responsible for putting many minorities in jail at the time she was a prosecutor, when she was a California Attorney General for 6 years. In fact, she had promoted at one time that she would be able to help protesters who swept up in clashes as they battled with police in Minneapolis. She even stated on her tweet account, if you're able to, chip in now to the Freedom Fund to help post bail for those protesting on the ground in Minnesota. The majority of those being arrested in Minnesota were not, quote, protesters. They were rioters. They were destroying property, as they've been doing in Portland, and did so again last night. Now, in case you think I'm against everything Kamala Harris says, let me correct something for you. She said something I'm not going to say I actually agree with it, but it makes me look good. And anything that makes me look good, I'm going to support. She was doing a campaign speech back in 2014 and talking about young people and drug offenders in the criminal justice system. And a lot of them she put in jail. She's talking about age. She said, what do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid. She said, young people are stupid. They make really bad decisions. Well, I'm glad to say I'm not a young person, so I must make wise decisions. So I'm going to grab onto that statement from Harris and say, okay, I'll go with that. Although I don't think all young people are stupid. Just those caught in the Democrat trap. Dr. Lamero coming up next. Please stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Dr. Gerard Lamero, we've had on numerous times before, author, political analyst, expert on forecast models. He had predicted in January of 2016, before Trump ever got the Republican nomination, when we had a crowded field, he said Trump was going to win the nomination and then go all the way to the White House, and indeed he did. Dr. Lamero, once again, glad to have you back on board, sir.
Oh, it's great to be back with you. You have an outstanding program.
Well, you know, you and I talked and said, I want you back on, but I want to time it off of the Biden decision. So he's made his decision. First of all, do you think he actually made the decision or it was spoon-fed to him?
Oh, I have a feeling he has handlers that are making his decisions. Given his remarks that are casual and that, they don't seem to be all together. I imagine he has handlers that do that.
But in other words, he was going to go with whomever they chose, that he was not going to have the final say. Because the question is, he doesn't need California. Kamala Harris doesn't need to deliver California. He's going to get that anyway. But again, you had a lot of black leaders signing a petition the other day saying, you've got to pick a woman of color. Now, it did not say her. Susan Rice was also a contender, and others. Why Kamala Harris?
Well, I think it's a pretty poor choice strategically. I think in terms of what helps them to move the numbers, this person is an outright socialist, is essentially a Bernie Sanders AOC supporter. She supports the Green New Deal. That we're talking an expenditure on the order of $94 trillion over the first 10 years of that deal, which would devastate the economy. Millions of people will lose jobs because she wants to ban all fracking. That's what she has said very clearly. She's against fracking. She wants Medicare for all. The kinds of things she wants are essentially socialism. And rather than moving toward the middle, which you would normally think a presidential candidate would do, he's doing everything he can to adopt a leftist, socialist set of policies. And he has picked a perfect running mate to do that, but one that's not going to change his election. In fact, she hurts him in places like Pennsylvania, where fracking will cause, oh gosh, a huge number. I forget the exact number of jobs in Pennsylvania, but on the border states, Wisconsin, Michigan, some of the places he needs to get votes, North Carolina, she's going to do just the opposite because they oppose most every policy she's for.
And plus you have the federal immigration law violation, encouraging illegal immigration, wanting to ban ICE, calling ICE, making it similar to the KKK, plus her stance on Second Amendment rights, saying that if I'm elected, first thing I'll do is 100 days, sign an executive order banning assault weapons and begin to push additional gun legislation.
Right, and she also would like to eliminate the car, the usual car with carbon, you know, gasoline in it. She wants to eliminate that. This lady is fairly extreme and on the left. She also wants to give everybody a basic income, give everybody a salary whether or not they work. That's quite a thing. Also, it's going to bankrupt us pretty quickly because we cannot give away money, more money. We're giving away too much as it is. Congress wants to spend more, and she's going to help do that. This is really a strange pick, and I think the number one person who likes this pick is not Joe Biden. It's Donald Trump because it's going to help him.
He said that she was my number one pick. That's exactly right. And he points out that she did so poorly in the primary that she ended up around 2%, and reference how liberal she is. VoteView shows that she is more liberal than 99% of the Senate members. Only Elizabeth Warren is more liberal than her when it comes to voting record.
Yeah, and you know what else? She got such a bad response from other Democrats that she dropped out before Iowa or New Hampshire.
Correct.
She didn't stay in long enough for them. So this is a person who's been rejected by the Democratic Party. Why would he pick her?
Well, here's
it
the other thing.
It seems like such a poor choice.
Now, here's the other thing. There were rumblings over the last 2-3 weeks that she was behind the scenes and trying to gut and knife in the back any other candidate, particularly a woman of color, he might be considering, such as Susan Rice. In other words, doing what she could behind the scenes to destroy them and make them not capable of winning. Now, Willie Brown, who had been the mayor of L.A. and also a California speaker at one time, and of course they had their relationship when they were both younger, and he admits to it, he has said that she should reject the VP if offered it. But she wants to be in there so much, and the other point being, if Biden falters, stumbles, suddenly cannot perform, she's in there.
Well, that may happen on day one.
Yeah.
Because some people question his capabilities right now. And another thing that could happen, you know, things can change quickly. Biden could drop out during the campaign and say he's just not able to, or his health isn't up to it, or if something actually physically happened to him, you know, you get a stroke or something else, then she probably would get the nomination handed to her. Without ever campaigning or getting support from Democrats around the country.
They're already starting that rumble. The CNN editor-at-large, Chris Eliza, has already stated in one of his articles that Biden should step aside and basically suggest, now you got her in place, step aside.
Well, that'd be a perfect choice if you want socialism in the United States, which, by the way, I predicted about 16 months ago, would be the number one issue of this campaign. Do we want socialism in America? And, of course, the answer is going to be it's going to be rejected rather heartily.
And the socialism we're seeing right now that's in our face on a constant basis are the riots in the streets.
Yes.
And the violence that happens. And then out of Chicago the other day, a Black Lives Matter activist leader in Chicago explaining the riots and the looting, they're all acceptable because it's all part of basically repatriation for, I mean, reparations should for slavery.
It's called theft. When you loot stores, it's theft. Those people did not own slaves, and that maybe distant relatives might be related to someone who had a plantation or something. But you just don't willy-nilly steal things out of stores and call that reparations.
I'd point
it
out.
There is such a thing as reparations that have to be legally approved.
I'd point it out earlier that we already are seeing on the left, and again, this is a CNN writer also suggesting that they're going to be looking at dealing with the racist culture that exists. In other words, suggesting already putting in place an excuse that if they lose, and also a battlefront to defend, and that is if you vote against this ticket, you're voting against it because she's black or a woman of color, and you're voting against her because she is a woman. In other words, already pulling the race and the gender card and flashing in front of everyone saying, you don't dare vote against this, do you?
Well, seeing as how they call Trump a racist and a white supremacist, this sort of fits. I mean, anybody who doesn't agree with them is a racist or a white supremacist or something else. The bottom line about this election is quite clear. Do we want to have a socialist country? Do we want to toss out the Constitution that has worked for 244 years? Do we want to toss out our freedoms? Do we want to give it all over to some socialist government that's going to make all the decisions for us and build this utopia, which is a whole lot of hot air? Because everywhere they've tried it, they've failed. They always fail. They say, oh, socialism wasn't perfect here. That's why it didn't work. Well, you know what? It doesn't work anywhere. This election is, do you want to vote for socialism or do you want to vote for America the way it was founded and has freedom and capitalism?
So once again, recount for the audience that might not have heard you previously where you stand on what you think is happening. And this is before, I don't know if you've done anything since Harris was announced just yesterday, on the Electoral College vote and the outcome of the election.
She does not affect the election in any way other than she may actually bump up the electoral votes in a couple of states that are on the edge. And right now, Donald Trump has a clear 348 electoral votes. Biden has 190 electoral votes, which means he's not even close. Now, in the next few weeks, we may see a couple more states swing over to Trump. People are moving in that direction. Even blacks. Americans who traditionally have voted Democrats, they're walking away from the Democrats now and Joe Biden. They don't want socialism. They also believe in funding police force. Boy, what an awful position to hold, to say that you want to defund the police and move the money into other areas rather than defending the community. Most people, especially in inner cities, want their neighborhoods protected by the police. They want to call somebody at night if there's a problem.
In fact, I had a survey posted the other day, and I'm sure you've seen it, that asked black Americans that, do you want more police in your neighborhood, or did you want them there more, less, or not at all? And majority, 80%, said, I want them at least as much as they are or more. Only about 20% said, I don't want any more police in my neighborhood at all.
Yeah, also these folks, Biden and Harris, are in favor of opening our southern border to allow more people to come in and then give free health care to anybody in the world who wants to come in across our open borders.
So
these people have positions that are just untenable to most voters, and they are going to lose big time.
So Biden was told repeatedly, you better add a woman, and it better be a woman of color. Will Harris pull, and in the last 20 seconds, will she pull the black vote for Biden that he might not have gotten?
Not hardly anybody. No. The majority, 40% or so, are going to vote for Donald Trump.
All right. You're saying 40% of the blacks, right?
Yes.
Wow, that is a number that's phenomenal. I'm going to be looking forward to that number. We always appreciate you joining us, Dr. Lamero. We'll do it again.
I look forward to it.
You bet. Dr. Gerard Lamero, his latest book out is Real World Socialism. I encourage you to read it. Real World Socialism gives you some good arguments against your socialist friends. Coming up, wait to hear about the new mask rule in one state and the state that will fine you $3,000 if you violate their rules.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I pointed out in news and commentary a story you will not hear on the mainstream media, and that is over the last 7 days, the death numbers from COVID-19 have leveled out. Has not been increasing. I'm not saying it can't change, but are you hearing that or seeing that or in the mainstream media? Nope, no, you've got to be concerned and still locked down and running and living, huddling, cuddling up, curling up in fear. There are reasons to be responsible and to recognize conditions, particularly if you or a member of your family might be vulnerable, health, immune, compromised. But locking down the entire nation as we have, and we're still trying to come out of it. I mean, we're actually seeing unemployment begin to get better. The numbers are dropping off, but we still got a long ways to go. And the Democrats are going to try to use that in the economy as a weapon in this election. I would remind you every time, before we got hit with the virus out of China, and lied to by the World Health Organization, this economy was on fire. So keep that in mind. But you've got some areas that continue to be onerous in some of their rules. Connecticut says it's issued its first $3,000 in fines to a pair of residents who did not comply with that state's new coronavirus travel advisory. The governor announcing they were both hit with these fines because they did not fill out public health forms when they flew back weeks ago from Louisiana and Florida. At that time, two states reporting higher numbers of daily confirmed cases. We broke this down for you the other day, reference Florida. You know where the large number of those cases showed up in Florida? In one county, and actually in that one county, in a penal institution, in a jail. Those numbers were thrown in to the rest of the mix, and it looked like the whole state was on fire with coronavirus. One of the residents in Connecticut fined because he told others, co-workers, I'm not going to self-quarantine. I'm not going to do it. He's not going to. So the governor said, fine him. Go ahead and charge him. Anyone traveling into Connecticut from a state that has a new daily positive rate higher than 10 per 100,000 residents, or a state with 10% or higher positivity rate over a 7-day rolling average, you must have a 14-day qualified quarantine time. 34 states on that list right now as far as Connecticut's concerned. And, of course, we're still trying to decide what do we do about the schools. Do we open them up? New York governor said, yep, open them up in New York State. Go ahead, open them up. L.A. said, no, we probably won't at all. Chicago was going to until it realized that only one in five minority parents was going to send their kids to school, so they decided to shut down the whole school system, affecting all the rest of the students that would have gone. And then you have Wisconsin, currently being run by Democrats. Wisconsin. Now, we know Michigan has been a horror show when it comes to dealing with coronavirus, but Wisconsin now has a new directive. This is one of these directives and an order, you say, you got to be joking. I mean, this has got to be a skit for Saturday Night Live, right? Right? No, the answer is no. And it's not really so funny in a way when you start thinking about the restrictions being placed. Already, many businesses require you to put on a mask to enter their business. And I pointed out the other day, I did what I had to. I put a mask on to enter this restaurant. I took 10 steps inside the door, sat down at the bar, and took the mask off. I'm now seated, and I'm drinking. I've done a lot of stupid things in my life, but I have to admit, wearing a mask for 10 steps and taking and as if I protected myself or anyone else in those 10 steps. And no, I'm not going to use a straw to drink my Jack and make a hole in my mask. I ain't going to do it. You're never going to find me drinking through a straw, especially if it's Jack. My motto is, you lose your man card if you're going to drink through a straw unless you're 5 years old or you're drinking a milkshake. But now Wisconsin, here's what they decided to order. And this is being enforced with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. They have to conduct a lot of their programs and activities now on Zoom, trying to avoid personal contact. So if you're at home on a Zoom call, if you're even inside your own home on a Zoom call, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says you have to wear your mask. What? I'm in my own home. I mean, it's nobody here but me. No, if you're appearing on a Zoom call, you have to wear your mask. I guess they believe somehow or another the virus will get into your computer and go all the way through all of our internets and pop out somewhere else. That is about as stupid as the county of St. Louis declaring bars must close at 10 p.m. as if the virus understands, well, at 10 p.m., I can go wild and crazy. Yeah, we got a lot of stupid laws out there and stupid politicians putting them on us. So no wonder a lot of folks say, enough! And that's why some folks said, to hell with the whole thing. I'll be just fine. Do take care as you need to. That wraps today's program. I hope you enjoyed it. Let your friends and family know about it. Don't forget it's going to be posted as a podcast momentarily at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Back tomorrow. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.